Model Test 10. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
11. Can you tell me why you charge me $6.60 on a $6 purchase? Did you make a mistake?
No, madam. That's the 10% sales tax. Maybe you are from out of town and don't know about it.
Question. How much will the woman have to pay when making a $60 purchase?
I've been skipping classes because of headaches. I imagine I've got to do some catching up on my studies.
Well, I can help you to stay on top of what we've been doing so far.
Question. What does the woman mean?
What shall I do if I want to use the meeting room for our group discussion on Monday?
You should inform the department secretary a day in advance.
Question. What will the woman probably do?
The faucet is leaking again, and now the drain is clogged.
I'll try to call Mr. Pierce.
Question. What is Mr. Pierce?
I'm really having a hard time finishing the project Professor Daniel asked us to do. Do you think he will give us more time to do it?
Not in a million years. You know how insistent he is about changing project deadlines.
Question. What does the man mean?
The window is stuck. I can't open it anyway.
Why don't you have Peter fix it for you? He's available at this time of day.
Question. What does the woman mean?
17. You have met Professor Johnson before, right? How would you describe his lectures?
Well, let me put it this way. I could never stay awake in any of his classes without first drinking at least 2 cups of coffee.
Question. What does the man mean?
18. Can I open a checking account here?
I'm sorry. You have to step over to the manager's desk. He takes care of this kind of thing.
Question. What does the woman mean?
2 long conversations.
Conversation 1.
Excuse me, Dr. Ross. Your secretary said I should come right in.
Please do, Jean. How can I help you?
I need to get your signature on my schedule card here, on the line above advisor's approval.
Sure, but let's look at it over together first. How many courses do you have here?
Six.
Six? That's quite a heavy load. Is there any particular reason?
I had to drop my chemistry course last semester when I went into the hospital, so I need to take it again.
So you've already learned a lot of the material.
Right, and computer is part of the second year requirement.
Let's see. Chemistry. Computer. Oh, I see you'll be in my seminar on the modern American novel.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, and the romantic poetry seminar too.
Two seminars? That's rather a lot. Can you handle the work?
I think so. The introductory economics is fairly easy, and so is the music course.
Well, then I'll be happy to sign the card. However, I insist that you come to see me after the first week of classes, so we can make sure this isn't too much for you.
That's a promise.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. When does the conversation take place?
Why has the woman come to see the man?
21. Why did the woman drop her chemistry course?
22. What does the man seem most concerned about?
2.
Why is it that some children perform much better than others at school?
Obviously, certain children are brighter than others. A lot of emphasis is placed on intelligence measured by tests.
The so-called IQ tests?
Yes. Basically, they are intended to test linguistic and numerical skills, so some children are bound to suffer. A child with an average IQ may turn out to be successful when he grows up.
What you're saying is that some children have abilities that are not easy to measure.
Precisely. And if these skills are not discovered early, they cannot be developed. That's why there are so many unhappy adults in this world. They're not doing the things they're best at.
I see.
But at school, only those children who are good with words and numbers probably do well in school exams.
Right. Is there anything a parent can do to help in this case?
A child should be judged on his individual talents. After all, being happy in life is putting your skills to good use, no matter what they are.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What's the basic purpose of IQ tests?
24. Why can't some children do well in school exams?
25. Which is true according to the conversation? 2. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Passage 1. Today, American parents are finding themselves in a dilemma about how to deal with teenage drinking, a serious social problem. A recent survey has revealed that 92% of high school seniors have tried alcohol at least once, and two-thirds take a drink once a month. Alcohol has resulted in a lot of teenager car crashes, as well as suicides and murders. Parents are wondering why they can't help their children from drinking. Now, many are beginning to conclude that it is not the kids, but the parents who should be held responsible for their permissive attitudes and methods are impractical and ineffective. They try to teach their children to drink responsibly and moderately. Many parents believe that supervised drinking is a safe solution. However, an increasing number of parents fear that this will endanger their children's safety. Therefore, hardliners are striving to form a united front to lay down common rules to be strictly enforced. And the most popular method in some communities is what they call safe homes, where unsupervised parties with alcohol are forbidden. The hardliners think in this way their children will learn self-control, but experts and educators fear that such attitudes might invite outright rebellion from the children. Both sides agree that teenage drinking can be dealt with if no excessive drinking attitudes are established early and supported by school authorities.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. Why has teenage drinking become a serious problem?
Why do many think the parents should be held responsible for teenage drinking?
28. How can the problem of teenage drinking be solved, according to experts and educators?
2. Do you have any idea of man's first invention? Believe it or not, man's first real invention, and one of the most important inventions in history, was the wheel. All transportation and every machine in the world depend on it. The wheel is the simplest, yet perhaps the most remarkable of all inventions, because there are no wheels in nature. No living thing was ever created with wheels. How then did man come to invent the wheel? Perhaps some early hunters found that they could roll the dead body of a heavy animal through the forest on logs more easily than they could carry it. However, the logs themselves weighed a lot. It must have taken a great prehistoric thinker to imagine two thin slices of log connected at their centers by a strong stick. This would roll along just as the logs did, yet be much lighter and easier to handle. Thus the wheel and axle came into being, and with them the first carts.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
29. Why was it remarkable of man to invent the wheel?
30. What might the idea for the first wheel have come from, according to the passage?
31. What connects a pair of wheels?
Passage 3. It's the beginning of a holiday weekend. Police officer Ed Williams and 10 other officers are receiving instructions from their captain. They are on a special watch this weekend, trying to prevent accidents by drunken drivers. During the holiday weekends, over 400 people in the United States die from accidents caused by drunken drivers. Over 4,000 people receive serious injuries, all caused by drunken drivers. At the same time, Joe Frazier is enjoying himself at a family party. He's been there for 4 hours. It's getting late and he's telling his sister that he will leave. She's asking him to stay and sleep over. But Joe thinks he can drive safely.
Don't worry, I'm fine. I shall drive slowly. I only had a few drinks.
Officer Williams is in a parking lot, watching cars on the main street. A white car is coming towards him, moving from left to right. Officer Williams stops the car and tells Joe to get out. He asks Joe to walk along the white line. He can't do it. Officer Williams arrests Joe and takes him to the police station where Joe fails the breath test. Officer Williams issues him a ticket. Joe calls his sister. She will drive him to his house. This is Joe's first offense. He will appear in court the next week. According to the law in his state, Joe is going to receive a $400 fine. The judge will suspend his license for 6 months. Also, Joe has to attend a special program for drunken drivers and do community service. Joe knows that his insurance will go up an additional $1,000 a year for 3 years. Joe is angry with himself. He's worried about the extra money and how he's going to get to work. He will never drink and drive again.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32. Why are police officers on special watch this weekend?
Why does Joe's sister ask Joe to sleep over?
34. How much is the fine for Joe?
35. Which of the following is not included in the penalty? 6. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks, numbered from 36 to 43, with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage. One day, a 22-year-old young man had an accident on his motorbike. There was a bruise on his forehead and some slight bleeding from his left ear. He was taken to hospital for examination, but X-rays did not reveal any other injuries. Nevertheless, the doctor decided to keep him in hospital for further observations, because the young man was having difficulty in speaking and seemed very confused. A week later, he was able to carry on what seemed a perfectly normal conversation. However, he told the doctor that he was only 11. What's worse, he could not remember anything that had happened since he was 11. He could not recall having spent 5 years in Australia or coming back to England and working for 2 years on a golf course. As time went by, part of his memory of the 11 missing years came back. But the 2 years of his life just before the accident were still a complete blank. 3 weeks after his injury, he went back to the village where he had been living for those 2 years. Everything looked unfamiliar, and he did not recall ever having been there before. Despite this, he was able to take up his old job again in the village and to do it satisfactorily. But he often got lost when walking around the village and found it difficult to remember what he had done during the day. Slowly, his memory continued to return, so that about 10 weeks after the accident, he could even remember most of the previous 2 years. There remained only one complete gap in his memory. He could remember absolutely nothing about what he had done a few minutes immediately before the accident or the accident itself. Now the passage will be read again.
One day, a 22-year-old young man had an accident on his motorbike. There was a bruise on his forehead and some slight bleeding from his left ear. He was taken to hospital for examination, but X-rays did not reveal any other injuries. Nevertheless, the doctor decided to keep him in hospital for further observations because the young man was having difficulty in speaking and seemed very confused. A week later, he was able to carry on what seemed a perfectly normal conversation. However, he told the doctor that he was only 11. What's worse, he could not remember anything that had happened since he was 11. He could not recall having spent 5 years in Australia or coming back to England and working for 2 years on a golf course. As time went by, part of his memory of the 11 missing years came back, but the 2 years of his life just before the accident were still a complete blank. 3 weeks after his injury, he went back to the village where he had been living for those 2 years. Everything looked unfamiliar, and he did not recall ever having been there before. Despite this, he was able to take up his old job again in the village and to do it satisfactorily. But he often got lost when walking around the village and found it difficult to remember what he had done during the day. Slowly, his memory continued to return, so that about 10 weeks after the accident, he could even remember most of the previous 2 years. There remained only one complete gap in his memory. He could remember absolutely nothing about what he had done a few minutes immediately before the accident, or the accident itself.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. One day, a 22-year-old young man had an accident on his motorbike. There was a bruise on his forehead and some slight bleeding from his left ear. He was taken to hospital for examination, but x-rays did not reveal any other injuries. Nevertheless, the doctor decided to keep him in hospital for further observations, because the young man was having difficulty in speaking and seemed very confused. A week later, he was able to carry on what seemed a perfectly normal conversation. However, he told the doctor that he was only 11. What's worse, he could not remember anything that had happened since he was 11. He could not recall having spent 5 years in Australia or coming back to England and working for 2 years on a golf course. As time went by, part of his memory of the 11 missing years came back. But the 2 years of his life just before the accident were still a complete blank. 3 weeks after his injury, he went back to the village where he had been living for those 2 years. Everything looked unfamiliar, and he did not recall ever having been there before. Despite this, he was able to take up his old job again in the village and to do it satisfactorily. But he often got lost when walking around the village and found it difficult to remember what he had done during the day. Slowly, his memory continued to return, so that about 10 weeks after the accident, he could even remember most of the previous 2 years. There remained only one complete gap in his memory. He could remember absolutely nothing about what he had done a few minutes immediately before the accident or the accident itself.